calling USAA credit card services.
For English, press 1 or stay on the line.
Para español, presione asterisco.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for verification, authentication, and quality assurance.
To reach an extension, press the pound key. Otherwise, please enter your PIN.
Thanks, Philip. I've also verified the phone you're calling from.
Are you calling about your USAA credit card account?
Yes.
And what do you need help with? For example, say, I want to change my PIN.
Representative.
Okay, I just need to collect a bit more information to get you to the right place. You can say things like, recent transactions, or apply for a new card. If you're not sure how to phrase it, say, what are my choices? Now, how can I help you?
A representative.
Just so you know, for credit cards, the rates disclosed to you are annual percentage rates.
I'll connect you to a representative.
We'd like feedback about your experience with USAA today by asking a few questions after this call. Would you like to participate?
No.
Please have your USAA mobile app open or access USAA.com online for the best experience today.
Thank you for calling USAA. This is Ivan with Card Services. How can I help you?
Hello, Ivan. My name is Phil Rice. I'm calling with, two items I'd like to dispute on my credit card. I'd like to start with a question, because I'm not sure if there's a time limit on how old they can be when I can dispute them. How much time can you go by before you're going to tell me, well, we can't dispute it anymore?
If I remember correctly, I think it's 90 days, but I don't want to go lying to you about that either. Let me take a look right quick.
All right.
Yeah. And just for my reference, right now, that what are the last four of the card that we're going to be disputing on?
All right. So the last four would be 1189.
Okay. 1189. Perfect. Thank you, sir. So let's see where the credit card disputes, credit card transaction dispute, initiate dispute. There we go. Let's see. All right. Our system, everything reads like stereo instructions. It's like impossible to just find what you need rather than having to read the whole article over and over again. Transaction dispute. Okay. I think that it's going to be 90 days. Yeah. Timeline.
Sounds like that would not be a problem for the two that I'm calling about today.
Yeah.
maybe we can let that go for today.
Yeah.
I thought that would be an easy one for you to answer. Let's let that go for now.
Okay. What are we taking? Okay. 120 days. So 120 days. It's not 90, it's 120.
Okay. And would that be measured then from the date of the transaction until the day that I make the call to you? Is that how it's measured?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. All right. 120 days. All right. Very good. So that's certainly not going to be an issue for the two I'm going to talk to you about today. I'm assuming it won't be a problem for me to talk to you about two today, and if it is, we'll just do one, and I'll call back later with the other one. How's that?
It's your call, my friend. I am more than happy to dispute to your little heart's content. What you got?
All right. Let's start with one. We'll do one and see how that goes. How's that?
All right. Taking it easy. Taking it slow, cautious. I like that. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So item one, United States Postal Service. Your friend and mine. Now, I had one that I did recently with the United States Postal Service, I wasn't sure how that would work, but it seemed to work surprisingly well. And this is an almost exact duplicate of the same thing. And so here we go. Transaction date was 2/17 of 24.
Okay. So 2/17. All right. Let me see if it's on this one or if it's on the other one. Oh. So 2/17.
Are you not finding it?
No. So I've got, okay, I think I see the first dispute, but I don't see the second transaction. So let me go to your
transaction.
Give me 1 second. 2/17.
Maybe I used a different credit card. I don't think so. Could be.
Possibly, but I'm not going to give up on it just yet.
Oh. I wondered if I used my debit card on this one. That could be.
I have done that 1,000 times.
That could be. And it's probably not possible to dispute with a debit card, I'll bet, huh?
Well,
actually, yeah. That's my credit union. I'm talking to the wrong guy if I use my debit card. Let's see. Let's see. Would I have used my debit card? Why would I have done that? You'd think I would have known better. I'm looking at the receipt, and so it's clearly that's the right date. And the dollar amount would have been, I want to say, about $18. You don't see a transaction there from the post office, do you?
No, I don't think
so. No.
Nope.
All right. So I can't very well ask you to get my money back if I didn't use the card. All right. So let's go to transaction two. Maybe it's a good thing I had two. All right. Wow. Next time I'll know better. Don't do that again. What was transaction two? Transaction two was, I know what it was. It was the library. All right, so this was February 9th of 24, and the amount was $40. See if you can find one on the 9th of 24 for $40 even. Arapahoe Library, do you see that?
Yeah, and it says on my side, at least, Eloise Day
May Library. Yeah,
May.
That is the one.
All right. So let's go ahead. We can start that dispute process, if it'll let me.
Yeah, I think it should.
Oh, yeah. No, the only thing is that the system seems to have had some issues today. But in any case, that's not a problem.
All right.
And get this started. I hope, now that I've said all that. All right. So, there we go. All right. So, it is for $40 from Eloise May Library. And you're disputing the full amount?
The full amount, yes.
Okay. And so let me ask you, why are you disputing this?
All right, so let me give you a plain English explanation of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start by saying that we've had a big snow here in Denver yesterday, still digging out today. When I looked today, I was going to go there today, but it said they were still closed today, so I'm probably going to wind up going either tomorrow or Monday. I think they're going to be open tomorrow. But I've got their address. I'm probably going to write my letter. The only thing I need to do is just get the names of the individual people that I'm going to write the letter to. I need to just probably get the name of the president of the library, whoever that might be. But here's what happened. I'm 70 years old. I've been going to the library since I was 7 years old. Not necessarily this particular library, but just libraries in general. I basically never, and when you say never, you know, I don't know if it never is 100% accurate, but I've never returned a book late or paid a fine. I've always returned my books on time.
Nice.
I took out a book from the library, and I think what's happening is old age is catching up to me. I like to read a book when I go to lunch, and I'm old now, and my sense of balance is bad. And what I do is I eat lunch at a restaurant that's right next to the Walmart here, and so I get a shopping cart. I park in a handicapped spot. I get a shopping cart, and I hold on to the shopping cart because it helps me walk. So when I get out of the car, I find a shopping cart and hold on to the cart. As I walk into the store, I get a sandwich, eat the sandwich for lunch, read the book while I'm eating, and then walk back out to my car, get in the car, and drive home. And I put the book in the little seat thing by the shopping cart. Can you picture this in your mind?
Yeah.
Are you with me? And so I'm absent-minded, and I've done this more than once, forget to pick the book up when I get back into the car and drive home. And that's what happened. I got in the car and drove home without the book. I got back in the car and forgot to grab hold of the book. And when I got home, I thought, oh, no, I did it again. So I drove back to the store, to the parking lot, and tried to find the book. But I, you know, it takes 10 minutes to get back to the store, and by then the cart was gone, and I went into the Lost and Found and looked around and couldn't get the book back. Now, it's a cheap paperback book, but to further complicate matters, the book wasn't from this library. They had borrowed this book from the library from the next town over. It's what they call an interlibrary loan.
Yes,
sir. And I wanted to finish the book. I was 3/4 of the way through the book, and I got on the internet and ordered the book from Amazon. It cost me $9. It's a cheap paperback book. They delivered it to me the next day so I could finish the book. I read the last of the book. It took me, I think, 3 more days or so to finish the book. And when I was done reading the book, I then went back to the library, and now I've got a brand new $9 paperback book to return to them and say, here it is. I'm embarrassed to say I lost your used cheap paperback book. It's gone now. I've lost it. But I've got a brand new paperback book, 3 days old, that I bought from Amazon. And I'm going to replace it with this brand new one that I bought.
Yes, sir.
And I knew that they weren't going to be happy about it, and I expected to have to pay some sort of a fine. But the lady that was behind the counter, and I knew that this was going to be a rigmarole, but she says, okay, wait here. And so I had to sit down and wait, and after a little while, then they went and got the boss lady, library lady, and she comes out and she's blah, 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 blah. You have to pay us $40. And I swallowed hard and I said, come on, are you kidding me? And she said, $40. And I said, come on. She said, $40. And we went around and around a few times about it, and you know, I said, come on, did I ever agree to this? And she basically said, yes, you did. And I thought, well, I don't think I ever did, but I gave her my credit card, and I didn't use any swear words, and I just kind of bit my tongue and didn't say anything nasty to her, but I told her I would pay her the $40, and I did. She charged me $40. I'm looking at the receipt. She asked me, do you want a receipt? And I said, yes, I do. And so she gave me a receipt. I walked out of there with the receipt. She tried to then say something nice, like, you know, how are things going for you? Did you have a nice day or something? I made no response. I just turned around and walked out. Okay. So as I left, I thought, well, I know what the solution to this problem is going to be. I'm not going to pay a $40 fine for a $9 book ever again. I still gave him the book. Yeah. Mind you, I gave him a replacement for the book and a $40 fine. And I thought the solution to that is I'm just not going to go to the library again. And I'm not going to go to the library again. I'm just going to buy books from now on. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm old enough that I'm absent-minded enough that if I'm going to forget the book and can't find it again, then it's going to be a $9 mistake. It's not going to be a $40 mistake when I do this again. So, and I thought that would be the end of it. But about 3 weeks later or 2.5 weeks later, I got a notification in my email that said I had a library book that was overdue, and what I needed to turn that overdue library book. And I thought, wait a minute. And so I printed the notice in my email and took it back to the library. Mm-hmm. I had to drive there, printed it, drove to the library, and walked in and calmly spoke to the people behind the counter, and I told them the name of the person that I had paid the $40 fine to and explained what had happened. And the people that were there, it took a little while for them to understand what had happened. And you know, they didn't get it right away, but then after a while, because first you have to explain to one person, then she has to go get another person, and then they have to figure out how to tap on the computer, and then they have to go get into a different place than the computer, and then after a while they say, oh, okay, I got this figured out now, and don't you worry about a thing. I've got this, and this, this will never, we got this straightened out now, and this, you will never get another one of these notices. Again, this won't happen again. What, we got this straightened out now? No, this should have never happened, and I apologize, and nope, don't you worry about a thing. And that was about 2 weeks ago. And as you can probably imagine, I got my second notice in the email again today. Good. And so this time I'm going to write him a letter, and I'm going to say, it happened again, and if you're going to charge me $40, you need to be able to straighten out your computer so that I stop getting notices. I mean, come on now. My position is I want my $40 back, and I want you to straighten out your computer, and shame on you.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand completely. And I'm so sorry you had to go through all that. That is a, that sounds like a nightmare, man.
I don't know. You know, it's just, come on. He said to me, we can't send this book back to it's the Denver library that we borrowed this book from, but we can't send this book back to them. And I thought, well, Denver is, your library is literally located in Denver. And you have a car, and you know where the Denver library is located. And you could take this book and get in your car and drive there. You could do that if you wanted to. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. And so don't tell me you can't. You can. It's just that you don't want to. You're not motivated to. And apparently a bunch of people got together and just decided that they were just going to charge people like me $40 when something like this happened. And they just decided amongst themselves that that was what they were going to do. And if I didn't like it, it was going to be tough. And I think, you know, they did that based on the idea that they didn't really know what the value of the book was going to be, just going to be $40 no matter what the book was. And I guess maybe there are some books where that might be appropriate. I've taken books out of the library that were what you might call coffee table books, that where a book might cost $40 if you had to replace it. And I could understand maybe wanting to charge somebody $40 if they lost that book. But but not this book. And it's just, I mean, come on. Do you want people to read or not? And at the end of the day, it's going to wind up costing me several hours of my time getting it straightened out, and I'm unhappy about it. So I'm going to write them a letter, and I'm going to tell them that that's what I want to do, and I'm open to suggestions if they have any. But in the meantime, this is my position. And unless they can offer an alternative that we can both agree on, that's what I want them to do. And until they get their computer straightened out, I'm not willing to budge on the $40 until they've convinced me that they've got their computer straightened out. So.
Yes,
anyway, I'll write them a letter and I'll send a copy to my credit card company. I've done this before a few times recently, so I've got your address. I kind of know the routine. It's worked fairly well. I'm actually pretty happy with the way USAA has worked on this. So keep up the good work. All right.
Well, we'll certainly try. Give me one moment to just finish typing some things up right quick, and then we can get you back on the road. But yeah, we'll do everything that we can to get you taken care of. Notifications and more funds.
It's a long, sad story, I know. Thank you for being patient with me.
No, you're fine. I like a good story. I mean, like, not that this is a good one, but that...
I know what you mean. You're fine.
Yeah. But the... let's see. Replaced book. And still received. Overdue. Notices even after pay fine levied by library. All right. So let me see if there's anything else that I'm supposed to be doing here. Okay. Service I canceled, 209-2024. Late fee. Okay, and so... Here's the next question. This one's like oddly specific, but I think I know the answer so far. Did you request a refund from the merchant? Like when you went back in to explain, you know, that you were still getting the notices and stuff.
Let's say yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No. Well, paid to have the service written. No. No. Okay. I will finish this. Let's see if there's any more information I need to include. Let's see. USAA does love their procedure. That's for sure. Is there. Good. So, receives emails due to lack of oversight. Library system. Okay. Sorry. Just trying to be as thorough as I can be here.
All right.
Anything else?
Yeah. I don't have any place to go. You take as long as you need.
Excellent. I'm so glad, because I'm also a crappy typist. But there we go. Okay. So we went ahead. We went ahead and submitted your dispute, and it wants me to tell you that it looks like there's documents required here. That if you go to your USAA webpage under your account summary, if you select the transaction that you just disputed, there should be a little disputed details page that you can access, and then it'll ask you the for the documents that they need. Let's see what happens next. You're not responsible for paying the disputed amount nor any associated finance charges. We'll notify you if further information is needed. I'm sure that they'll send you an email just automatically. View the status of your dispute digitally by logging in. Launching into View My Dispute from Transaction Details. Please allow up to 30 calendar days for a status update regarding the investigation to be provided to you. All right. Well, that is pretty much that. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
All right. No, I think we're good. So I'm going to expect you to refund my account the $40. I'm going to write a letter with a copy to USAA, and I'm going to give them, you know, the library a chance to contact me if they want to, and if they want to negotiate with me, then that'll be great, and if not, then we'll just leave it at that. So I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. But if that's going to do it for you this evening, I have a couple of just I's to dot and T's to cross. Let me go ahead and refresh so that sticks. We go over here. Okay. And now, there we go. So, there we go. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling USAA. Thank you for a actually really interesting story. Take care.
All right. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. Bye now.